I mean, I've been working in Thailand now for over a decade, and I think recently the methods which I've used to protect migrant workers, particularly from Myanmar and Cambodia, I think have become more effective. And I think that this lawsuit is an attempt to silence me, to wear me down, to make me tired. And it's also the work that I've been doing recently really has revealed so many abuses, or the systematic nature of abuses against migrant workers, and how often migrants are abused in Thailand. And I think that, you know, this is something which the Thai government and Thai employers and the Thai export industry, they don't want people to know.
What were the working conditions of the employees you talked to like?
The conditions in the factory, your workers, they're not paid the legal minimum wage, either for their 8-hour working day or the very, very excessive overtime that they have to do. Some of them reported doing, you know, 5, 6, 7, up to 10 hours overtime a day in very hot weather, dangerous equipment. There was reportedly about 40 to 50 child laborers working in the factory, severe debt bondage, abusive supervisors. The workers essentially, they felt that they were trapped through a process of debt bondage, through a process of breakdown of the rule of law. They couldn't escape from that factory, even though they weren't physically restrained, they were mentally restrained. And I mean, I think the workers really did call for me to help them.